How are you guys? So in this particular podcast episode, I recorded this on our Facebook and YouTube channel. And essentially, I just had gotten an email of really good news of someone that passed their exam, and I got really emotional. And because it was just honestly a blessing to hear it. So I decided to put this as a podcast. So I want you, hopefully, I hope it encourages you, and go ahead and take a listen. Oh my goodness. Oh. Hi. Hello. Thank you for watching this video. Thank you for watching this on the replay. I hope that you enjoy this. Thank you for watching this on the replay. Hi. Hello. Hello. Thanks for catching me without my lashes. Hi, I see you. Thanks for watching. Hello. Hello, hello. Comment below. Thanks for watching this on the replay later. I want to share. This won't be very long. Hi. This won't be very long. I promise you. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, you know. And I'm already forewarning you that I might cry. I'm gonna try to keep it short so that way I don't cry or that way I don't cry too much. And hope I'm sure she'll probably watch this video, but I won't say her name for privacy. But you know, for those of you that have been following this page for a while, if you have, thank you for following. If you've still been following, I really appreciate you for still following everything. And you know that when I come on, what I do, well, what you know me for doing is helping nurses and helping nurses to pass their boards, specifically the NCLEX test, whether it's RN or LPN. And I've had a lot of I've been doing this since 2015, you know, and I've had a lot of different experiences, you know, and so I've had this lots of people that's passed their test, you know, like I've had over almost 1,000 people and counting to pass their exam, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't hit home to me differently every time. And, you know, and so because there were times, okay, this is the part I'm probably gonna cry, but there were definitely times where I wanted to quit. You know, if you ever watched my here on the Facebook page, I've gone here on Facebook and on Instagram telling y'all I'm leaving, I'm not doing this no more. You know, and because it's not easy, it's really not easy. And there's a lot of things that you have to overcome as well, being the person that's helping. And so it's just not easy sometimes. And like, God has given me a burden, especially for people who have been struggling, you know, people that have been struggling a lot, people that have been out of school for a long time. And I just discouraged, loss. I mean, like literally, I've had dreams of this. I've had dreams seeing myself help people pass the boards and, you know, help people to just fulfill their lives, you know, because it can be hard. Being the listener, you know, and being the one that hears people who are like suffering, not because they can't pass their test. And I've had people have told me that their spouses have left them because they can't pass their boards. They told me that they are depressed. they're on anti-depression medications. I get people told me that they want to commit suicide. I've had a lot of people, you'd be surprised like how people are suffering. People who hate themselves because they can't pass their test. And we would, and I would get on and I would talk to people one-on-one and pray for them and everything, and God would do something because within a matter of days it would pass, you know. And then there'll be times where I'll deal with people that would just be mean, you know, and would just make the assumption that I am a bad person, or you know, which is far from the truth, you know. And so today I had a student who she's been trying to pass her test for a while, you know, for I'm not gonna say how long it is, but it's definitely been a while, okay? Because and it's hard to put yourself in the shoes if you have not experienced it yet, because imagine finishing school. Hey, imagine finishing school and you finish school, but you don't even want to go outside. You don't even want to go to events. You don't want to even go to your high school reunion or go or talk or go to events where you know family members are going to be there, relatives are going to be there, because they're going to ask you, where are you working at? You know? And so I always feel such a burden for those people, you know? And so this, so, and a lot of times some of them will tell me why they're still doing this, like why they're still trying even after multiple times and multiple years, you know? And they'll tell me how like their family encouraged them, the grandmother, mom. And so this time I had one student recently who just passed her exam after being out of school for years. And she's been in our refresher program, our school NCLEX refresher program. And I just checked my email and she passed her test. But here's the thing that makes this really special. She said that her mom recently passed away. So literally what happened is that she passed her NCLEX exam and then her mom passed away after years of being out of school. And she said that because she passed her test, because she got her license, her mom was able to die in peace. Like, it's like, and you sometimes you forget that you don't only just help the person taking their test, but the people that's connected to them. And I never, I'm sorry, I feel like I'm about to hyperventilate, but I never even considered that because of what I'm doing, that it would affect the passing away of somebody, like as they leave this earth. It's like a ripple effect, you know? It's literally like a ripple effect. So that's it. I just wanted to keep this video short. God bless you too. Thank you. I wanted to keep this video short. Otherwise, like I said, I'm gonna hyperventilate. You know, it just makes it worthwhile. It makes it worthwhile. It makes it all the times, all the nights, all the days where I would talk for hours, get on the phone for free. For free. People wouldn't show up for the calls and I would volunteer my time. I could be out working as a nurse, making buku money that nurses are making, but I'm choosing to do what God's telling me to do, you know, and really committed to it. So when I get things like this, it really, really reminds me, and it just it's a blessing and an honor. So that's all I wanted to say. God bless all of you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate your being on here. And I'm going to try to do less tears. Okay. That used to help us. I'm a nursing student. You have helped me pass in my classes. Oh, really? Well, thank you, Student Nurse Flo. Oh, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you. See, just hearing things like that, like I said, it motivates me to keep creating content, to keep coming on here, to keep doing what I'm doing, because it's changing people's lives, like, for real, you know? So that's all I wanted to share. God bless all of you. Don't cry. Try not to cry. That's all I wanted to share. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of the night. I'll talk with you guys soon.